Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com. Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
To the Best of Our Knowledge proudly presents
Dangerous Ideas. Bradley Garrett, urban explorer.
When we're children, I think that we feel more free to engage with places on very personal terms. So, you know, you go into places and you build forts and you make home and you don't worry so much about what the rules are or where you are or are not supposed to be. And, you know, you get to a certain age and this social conditioning sets in where people, you know, tell you what the rules are and you start conforming to the rules. And I think that we lose something really vital, that ability to be curious and to be playful and to try things out. The idea behind urban exploration is about revealing the hidden in the world. So it's about going into places that are essentially off-limits. And many of these places, because they're off-limits, have been relatively forgotten. Abandoned buildings, I guess, are the archetypal example. There are vacant tunnel systems, and indeed tunnel systems which are in use, like metro tunnels or electricity tunnels. And then, of course, construction sites, places that are being built. In the United Kingdom, where I am, trespass is not a criminal offense. It's a civil offense. And that goes back to old laws about rambling in the English countryside. I guess they didn't really anticipate that people were going to be trespassing in construction sites or in subterranean tunnels. In the United States, we take a little bit more risk. But there is a very large community of urban explorers in New York, Minneapolis, and various other places, despite those risks. And we all know that at any point, a sewer could fill up and we could drown, that someone could lose their grip and fall from a crane. That's a possibility. There are vast industrial ruins across the American Midwest and also across Europe. And, you know, going into these places, the scale is almost inhuman. When you go into them and you imagine the place thriving with thousands of workers and the assembly lines producing and the trucks moving things in and out, and yet you walk in and all you hear is the wind and the rain dripping through the ceiling, and you can sit down and sort of be absorbed in the history of these places. I think that's certainly part of the allure. I think that there certainly is something political about countering security measures, about pointing out that security is flawed, in sort of pushing back on this notion that everything we do in life needs to be regulated and controlled and authorized. You know, sometimes there needs to be a little bit of room for spontaneity and for chaos.
Bradley Garrett is a cultural geographer at the University of Oxford in England. He's the author of Explore Everything, Place Hacking the City.